This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There were a couple of numbers out today that didn't do the economic mood any favors. A report on pending home sales, that is, properties on which contracts have been signed, were down more than 5% last month, the biggest drop they've had in 3 years. Also, production at American factories rose, but just barely, a tenth of 1%, well below what the experts had been guessing. There is a bunch of reasons for both, of course. Here's a big one. It starts with the letter UN and ends with certainty. Jim Burris takes a look.
We are in the midst of an economic recovery. We are in the midst of an economic recovery, aren't we? That hesitation is uncertainty, and consumers and companies alike have experienced a hefty dose of late. Think back to late September, when all the talk was government shutdown. Ellen Haberly is an economist with real estate company Redfin. She says Uncle Sam wasn't a big factor.
The slowdown in September was mostly related to changing market conditions and less related to the government shutdown.
Rising mortgage rates and cost-conscious buyers played a bigger part.
I do think, however, we will see the impact of the government shutdown in October numbers.
So in September, the housing market was just on another irrational swing. October's numbers could reflect an irrational Congress. It's a similar story for manufacturing.
It's hard to say from 1 month to the next exactly how this is playing out.
Don Sabris is an economist at Kennesaw State. He says, yeah, the shutdown had maybe a little something to do with slower industrial growth, but so did uncertainty over the healthcare law.
There's still a lot hanging over the heads of the manufacturing sector and the economy itself.
Today, we got part of the before shutdown picture. Next month's numbers, yeah, don't expect them to be great. November's figures, no one's certain. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.